The 11:22 hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And I want to get to this because we're running out of show because we're so far behind. And my apologies to those of you that are driving around.
All I wanted to for my birthday was to stay on the clock today. That was the only gift I wanted.
Well, then you should have taken the show off.
Oh, burn.
He got you good.
That's filthy. That's pretty burny. That's pretty burny.
So yesterday, we had a great conversation. Myself on the campus of UW Green Bay, Tausch in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios about this piece that Rob Domofsky and Eric Woodyard and Kevin Seifert, or as he's known sometimes on this show, Seifert, and Courtney Cronin had as the NFC North Roundtable about quarterbacks with the most to prove. It was a great, I mean, I recommend going to the ESPN Wisconsin app and listening to it if you missed it yesterday. It was great. But at one point, Tausch referred to Jared Goff, who he believes has the most to prove this season because of Ben Johnson's departure as offensive coordinator to become the head coach of the Bears. He referred to Ben Johnson as Jared Goff's nookie.
Would you like to hear what Tausch said yesterday for a full retrospective?
No, because we don't have time for that. But fine. I do want to hear what he said with Jim Mattinmali. Because it is my understanding that there was a slight shift in the pacifier reference, and it became Binky?
A little different. So Jim Rutledge responded to, they played Tausch's commentary calling it a Binky, and then Rutledge had his own thing to say. Here's what Jim said on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
You want to talk about a guy with a Binky? How about Jordan Love, who's been sucking at the teat of Matt LaFleur's offense, right? This is year six of Jordan Love and his binky, Matt LaFleur. You want to talk about a guy who has it easy? Talk about a guy who has not had to change his offensive coordinator or his play caller or the voice in his head one time in his entire damn career. That's a guy who needs to prove he can go win without his binky. That would be Jordan Love.
Small correction. It was not during the time he was the starter, obviously, but Nathaniel Hackett was the offensive coordinator for the first portion of Jordan Love's career as a backup. But otherwise, Tausch, how did you respond to noted Bears fan James J. Rutledge?
Well, I didn't hear this. I wasn't on the show, so I didn't know anything about it.
How do you respond? I'm sorry.
What am I responding to? Like, that Jordan Love's not under a bunch of pressure? Yeah, he is. I'm not arguing that.
Do you believe that he's had his own binky?
Yeah, Jordan Love's had a binky. Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. And I'm saying now the excuses or the growth that we gave some grace where Jordan Love's at, I think those conversations are done. It is now time to go. So is there a lot of pressure on him? Yes, I put him second, and you put him right behind Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to pick. And I know Jimmy always wants to make the pass. You know, he just, that's what Jimmy does, and that's fine. But there is the perception that Jordan Love is good. Is he great? Is he a top five MVP vote getter like Jared Goff? Was he a top two pick in the NFL draft? No. Did he make a Super Bowl and everybody, has Jordan Love been traded and had to been handed a first-round pick for someone to take him? No. So Jordan Love is on the arc. He is on the growth arc. Jared Goff is there. This is Jared Goff. And now, without his binky, I want to see it. That's all. So it's not, I'm not getting in like a fight with Jimmy. It's not, you know, I like getting in squabbles with him, but I'm not going to squabble with him about this. Both are under a lot of pressure. Welcome to the NFL as a big boy quarterback making $50 million plus. That's what you sign up for. And I think Jared Goff, if he fills his britches this year and doesn't play well, what do you think the narrative on Jared Goff is going to be? You remember he threw five picks last year with Ben Johnson in one game. What is, Jason, you know media, you know this a lot better than I do. What will the storyline be if the Lions struggle and they find a way to just barely get in the playoffs, but Goff stinks for most of the season. What do you think the conversation is going to be like nationally and in Detroit?
Jared Goff lost his binky, and now he stinks because Ben Johnson's in Chicago.
And we got to replace him. He's old, and it's time. That will be the conversation in Detroit if that happens. Jordan Love has a bad season. There might be some fans that are saying, well, maybe we got to drop, but Jordan Love is getting another year. I think Goff will too, but I'm just saying this whole thing, it is razor's thin. I just decided to go Goff because I think their window is tighter. I think the pressure is hotter because they're the kings of the blank in North and we're not right now. Period. Thin.
Yeah. I don't disagree with anything you said there. Again, I think you can. I think what we did yesterday was we put Goff and Love in one group, a subgroup, if you will.
We could then cross-pollinate, just like that tournament.
Yes, indeed. You said it then, and I'm glad you said it again because you've made it very clear you're unhappy with the structure of that tournament. And then we put Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy in the other group. By the way, Kevin Seifert. Has a good piece on ESPN.com today that I read as well about where J.J. McCarthy is in his development. There are going to be some growing pains there. I feel fairly confident in that.
Good. How soon, what week is the your buddy, what's your buddy's name up there in the Twin Cities?
Judd Zolgad.
Judder. When is Judder going to say it's time to go get Kirk? Don't waste the season with all these great players that we got. We've proven our roster's strong. Jay Jett is going to be upset if he ain't getting the pill on time. And Addison, how soon is it going to be till your guy is going to be clamoring for the Cousinator?
Yeah,
week four?
Great question. I don't know how patient Vikings fans are or Vikings media is, but look, if they
are the fairest weather of the
yes,
North,
they,
I would tell you that right
you,
now.
Thank you for you finished my thought for me, as you often do.
Well, that's what we do.
That's what we do around here, just like Tausch always tells us about Coors Light.
Hey, do you think before I tell you about Coors Light again?
No, tell me later.
All right, Coors
it's
Light.
11:29.
Whether it's you're selling a birthday, it's celebrating a birthday,
or selling a birthday,
pre-game. You could sell a birthday. Crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Make sure those mountains, oh, look at on that can there. That's all blue. That's what you're looking for. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Subway responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
A lot of fans.
I'm going to ask Jason this question.
Those.
Yes. Tease us out, old boy.
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. I heard something from Aaron Rodgers in vis-a-vis the Minnesota Vikings. I want to hear Jason tell us if he buys what Aaron Rodgers was selling us about his interest or lack thereof within the Minnesota Vikings. We will do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I'm not afraid of getting.
All right, Tausch, before we get to Woe Nelly, hit me with your question. Nice pep.
I saw when Rodgers did his media availability on Pittsburgh, it was Pittsburgh or nowhere. We buying that?
Well, it's easy to say that when the Minnesota Vikings have told you, KOC, I love you. I loved working out with you. I'm a good friend of yours. But we're sticking with J.J. McCarthy. At least until we call Kirk Cousins midway through the season or trade for him from the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know. He talked specifically about his relationship with Kevin O'Connell and said they had conversations when he was on with McAfee during the season, during the off season before he committed to the Steelers.
No.
So,
you buying it or not?
Yeah, it was the Steelers or nobody. Once the Vikings said, "Well, this isn't going to work. The timing isn't going to work." So it's easy to say that. I mean, he said he would have quit the play for the Vikings or something to that effect. Am I quoting him accurately?
I don't know about that. But, yeah, I think it's – I would venture to say if that opportunity arose, I think it would have been very, very difficult for him to not take advantage of that.
Yeah.
That's just my own opinion.
Yep, I agree. But, again, what he said is not a lie. It was the Steelers or nobody.
Oh, the old immunizer. Okay. All right.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. It was the Steelers were the only place with an open job for me to join. Yeah. That's what I believe.
Okay.
And he has his truth, and he's speaking his truth. My truth about Associated Bank is that I've been a customer of theirs since the inception of this show, and they have been a great, great partner of the show, and they have great, great customer service that I tell you about all the time. And you should experience it too, whether you're a Packers fan, a Brewers fan, or a Badgers fan, and you want to get those checking accounts, or you just want the regular run-of-the-mill old Associated Bank logo like I have on my cards. And no, I'm not going to tell you what the account numbers are, but I can tell you I'm 53 years old. Check out AssociatedBank.com to find out more about early pay so you have access to your money up to 2 days early, about credit monitoring to make sure your credit score is where you need it to be to have all the spending power that you need, and, of course, fraud protection to make sure you're guarding against people who are trying to steal your identity and your money. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Clock, sort of. You got about 3 minutes, Jesse, for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, so a couple of birthday housekeeping notes here for Tausch yet. First of all, Dan in Cambria just gave me a phone call off air. He wasn't able to stay on, but he did say, "Would it be great if Max and Eleanor got Tausch a dog for his birthday?"
Oh.
kind of swing the cards around.
That would
on
be
love
bold.
It.
No, that would not be great, but that would be bold, very bold.
What would you do?
I don't know.
You're not going to return the dog.
You can't return a dog that's gifted to you.
I would be wondering where I lost control would be my first question.
Well, if that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Whoa, Nelly!
What is, Mark Tauscher, what is the best birthday gift, if you can recall, in your life that you ever got?
Oh. I don't think there's anything that, like, just pops out at the top of my head as far as like some arcade game or something like that.
Hansel and Gretel poster.
You know what? I'll tell you. And the problem is because Father's Day is, it's not Hansel and Gretel. Although that would be nice. I don't know. Because Father's Day now, the last 12, 13, 14 years, they coincide. There's a lot of, runs together. But there's not, like, one thing that is, like, I'm sure if I could be reminded, my memory's not as fantabulous as it used to be. So nothing pops at, like, that would be the best thing that I've ever got, if that makes any sense.
Jason, do you know what your best birthday gift ever was off
yes.
the top of your head?
Yes, I do. In fact, it's right down here in what the girls consider to be a creepy shrine to my childhood hero, Robin Yount, who someday I'd like to have in here as a in-person guest so he can agree with them that it's a creepy shrine. I have a signed County Stadium seat from when they closed County Stadium and they opened then Miller Park, now AmFam Field. They sold all the seats, and then Robin Yount signed a bunch of them, and I have one. It's awesome. It's one of the coolest things I own, and that was a remarkable gift that I received.
Whoa, Nelly!
Well, hold off on the whoa. I do remember now. This was my 40th birthday, and it wasn't
something tangible. How many birthdays ago was that?
Sorry. Eight. 8 years ago, Jason, because I'm 48.
Oh.
And Sarah, what she did was she went around and got videos of people wishing me a happy 40th, and I didn't know who was all going to be on there. And that is probably, now that I think about it, that was my favorite probably birthday present that I've gotten in my 48 years.
That's so great. That is a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty
she's
cool.
really good. Like, she's
good.
I would yeah. say this. I take a lot of pride in my gift giving, but she's in the discussion. She's really, really good. So I'm not sure. I'm not here to say who's better.
She helped me pick out that Hansel and Gretel.
That's not the story. That's not the version of the story I heard, by the way.
Well, I'm sure that's not what you heard.
Whoa, Nelly!
Whoa, Nelly!
Now feels like the time to move on from that. by the way, so we started the show with saying that we both Googled, or Evan and I don't know if Jason did or not, we Googled Tausch to see when his birthday was and how old he was, because it's available for public information.
Yeah, on a variety of websites.
Ken and West Dallas text in on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. He was listening to another show on another radio station, which we won't talk about.
What the hell
about.
Was he doing that for?
But he was doing that well before our show started this morning.
Okay.
And they list the celebrity birthdays, and on their list of celebrity birthdays, Mark Tauscher was listed.
Let's go!
So you
let's
are
go.
One of the celebrity birthdays right. officially owning.
Oh, let's go!
June
if another
17.
Radio station is saying it's your birthday, you are a celebrity.
Awesome.
I feel very confident
appreciate
that whatever that station was, on February 15th or on the 14th, since Tausch thinks my birthday is on Valentine's Day, did not announce
well,
my birthday.
The question I have is, did Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on our station wish me happy birthday on air?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I was on it. Okay. They did not mention it during
well,
my segments.
Well, I know there's a certain producer that sent me a very nice text earlier, one of my, the producer of that program. I'm a big fan of his, especially his book list. And I need another book, Joshy, from you.
Whoa, Nelly!
Also, if you want to wish Mark Chmura happy birthday, you're 115 days late per Pro Football Reference, because he turned 56.
Local celebrity.
On February 22nd. Which is also information available for the public.
Last thing here, Brianna in Milwaukee texted in earlier saying that it was her
yes.
daughter's birthday and that
yep.
she asked for a radio. She's 5 years old and asked for a radio so she could listen more to Wildy and Tausch. Brianna texts back, my daughter's name is Kinsley. We're listening right now, and she is so
let's go.
Excited.
That is awesome.
Can we sing happy birthday to her, the three of us together? Can we pull that off?
Sure.
Oh, in three places, this is going to go poorly. Sure, let's try it.
Well, it'll sound more like a round, like row, row, row
merrily,
your boat.
Merrily, merrily.
Yes, exactly. A one.
I love the fact that Brianna is Kinsley listening. I can't even get my own daughter to listen to the show. So kudos to you, Brianna, for getting that done.
A one.
And really, to Kinsley.
Yeah. This is going to go very well.
A one. A two. A three. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kinsley. Happy birthday to you.
5 years young, huh? What a world.
Happy birthday, Kinsley.
Let's never do that again.
We look forward to Tausch's 49th birthday next year when we will sing to you again and it will be just as bad.
When do you think she'll lose interest? When do you think she'll lose interest?
Right about now.
What do you think Kinsley thinks Elton Jenkins is going to do?
I think she realizes Elton's going to get a deal done that'll probably be team friendlier than he wishes. That's what Kinsley's probably thinking.
All right. Happy birthday, Kinsley.
Yep.
We will wrap up the Tausch and Kinsley birthday edition.
Do you wonder what kind of radio? Like, is it the professor from Gilligan's Island kind of radio, or what kind of radio it is?
I have that, and I think you have one of these too, unless you forgot it when we did the show there. Steinhoffel's had those really cool old-timey radios that they were giving away, and they gave us those. I have mine in my office at Lambeau Field. You plug in your iPhone to it. You can play it as a speaker. It's awesome. And then you could stream our show on ESPN Wisconsin app, and then you'd have high-quality audio streaming from a radio like that. I don't know what Kinsley got, but those are pretty nifty. The girls share one because I got a second one from Chad Dern, which I appreciate. All right, we got to wrap things up on the birthday edition of Wildy and Tausch.
You're a beauty.
So you stick around.
This is Matt Hamilton from Jim, Matt, and Molly, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team. Help us take home the gold and vote for us every day at madisonmagazine.com/BOM.
We close the birthday edition of Wildy and Tausch celebrating Tausch's birthday with a text message on the Carbless Talkin' Text Line.
There have been a lot of good ones coming in all day today. A lot of great fans of the show that know some of the inside stuff that makes Tausch click. This one's a recent one, but a good one from Matt and Franklin. I bought Tausch some mulligans for his next golf outing. Happy birthday.
That's be used well done, only on the green. Tausch, enjoy your day.
Thank you.
While there are times where I irritate you and you certainly irritate me, the show is what it is because of you.
Well, thank you for the birthday wish.
That's a horrible birthday wish.
Yeah, what a jerk. And the way he emphasized certainly, like he's just taking shrapnel on every day. Jason, thank you so much for that great birthday wish.
You're welcome.
What a way to send me off. Oh, I couldn't be more blessed.
See you at the Hard Rock tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to do a show in person with you.
I'm going
to
run you off a 90. I'm running you off a 90 tomorrow.
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.